Today, we need to talk about the elephant in the room, or rather, a potential whale in your portfolio. If you've been listening to me for a while, or if you follow standard financial advice, you've probably heard this rule 1,000 times. Don't pick stocks, just buy the index. Buy the S&P 500 and you're instantly diversified. It sounds great, it sounds safe, but a recent report from Avantis Investors sheds light on a growing crack in that foundation. What if I told you that buying the market today is actually making a massive bet on just a handful of companies? What if your diversified retirement fund is actually highly concentrated in expensive stocks with lower expected returns? Today, we're breaking down index concentration. I'm going to show you why the easy answer might be the wrong one for your retirement and how to build a portfolio that actually prioritizes a richer life, not just bigger and bigger companies. So let's start with the top heavy problem. Let's start with how most indexes like the S&P 500 actually work. They use something called market cap weighting. Simply put, the bigger the company, the more of your money goes into it. For instance, Apple and Nvidia are very big companies. They make up a bigger part of the index. According to the Avantis report, this concentration has reached historic levels. A very small group of massive companies, you know the names, now dictate the performance of the entire S&P 500. So the risk is when you buy an S&P 500 fund, you aren't buying 500 companies equally. You're putting a massive percentage of your wealth into the top 10 or top 20 companies. So here's the reality check. If those top 10 companies have a bad year, your whole retirement is going to have a bad year. That's not diversification. That is concentration disguised as safety. The report points out a crucial fact. High prices usually mean lower expected returns. These giant companies are popular, so they're expensive. When you buy the market right now, you're systematically buying more of the most expensive stocks and less of the reasonably priced ones. As a fiduciary looking out for your long-term wealth, that worries me. Now, this doesn't mean you shouldn't own the S&P 500. To be listed in the S&P 500, you have to meet certain metrics. So these are quality companies, but the problem is they're overweighted to the largest few. Now let's move on to the equal weight trap and why it fails. Now, some of you smart investors might say, okay, Brian, I get it. I'll just buy an equal weight index where every company gets the same slice. Now that sounds logical. If market cap weighting is too top heavy, equal weight flattens the playing field. But Avantis argues, and I agree, that this is a blunt instrument. Here's the problem with equal weighting. It ignores the fundamentals completely. It ignores profitability. You're giving the same amount of money to a failing, unprofitable company as you are to a highly profitable one. It also ignores value. You aren't checking if the stock is on sale or overpriced. You're just buying it because it exists. The report calls this naive diversification. You're reducing concentration risk, but you're also introducing more junk risk. You're tilting your portfolio towards smaller companies just because they're small, not because they're good investments. As a fiduciary financial advisor, I don't want you owning companies just to fill out a spreadsheet. I want you owning companies that generate profits. So let's move on to part three, the wealth decision solution. So if market cap weighting is too concentrated and equal weighting is too naive, what is the solution? This is where the science of investing comes in. This is the difference between gambling on the market and investing in it. The Avantis approach, and the one I often advocate for, is to deviate intentionally. We want broad diversification, but we don't want to be blind to prices. So here's the strategy. Instead of relying on the big 10 companies, we look for factors. We tilt the portfolio towards companies that have low valuation, companies that are on sale relative to their earnings, higher profitability, companies that actually make money. And by doing this, we naturally reduce concentration. We aren't forced to put 20% of our money into 5 tech stocks just because everyone else is. We spread that risk out to hundreds of companies, but this is the key. We prioritize the profitable ones. Why does this matter for your richer life? Because when the massive tech bubble bursts or corrects, and they always do eventually, the market cap investor gets hurt the most. The factor investor who is diversified into hundreds of profitable, cheaper companies often has a smoother ride. And a smoother ride means you're less likely to panic sell. So the big takeaway from this report is simple. Don't let an index algorithm decide your financial future. Just because the S&P 500 does something doesn't mean you have to. If you're near retirement, concentration risk is a sequence of returns nightmare waiting to happen. If you're building wealth, buying expensive stocks essentially lowers your future growth potential. Take a look at your portfolio this week. Do you actually own a diversified mix of global, profitable, and value-oriented companies? Or do you just own a top 10 hits album of the most expensive stocks in history? Making that distinction is a momentous decision. Now, if you want help auditing your portfolio to see how concentrated you really are, reach out. Let's make sure your investments are working as hard as you did to earn them. Now, it's hard to argue with the S&P 500 over the last 3 and 5 years. If you put all your money in the S&P 500, you look very, very smart. And you've done very, very well. And that doesn't mean you won't continue to do well. But right now, there's a lot of risk concentrated in the S&P 500. If you're going to retire in 3 to 5 years, that is risk you don't need in your portfolio to reach your goals, to retire and stay comfortably retired for 20, 30 years. If this information was valuable, make sure you subscribe to my podcast, hit the like button, make a comment, hit the notification bell so you get updated on future episodes. And please share it with a friend that you know that's nearing retirement or always talks about that they put everything just in the S&P 500. And once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next week.